Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Can I give you one more on Rory? Craig Stadler had 3 double bogeys when he won the Green Jacket in 1982, but 2 of those were on a Thursday, okay? He had 2 double bogeys on a Thursday.
You know, one of the things I can't stand, one of my, like, pet peeves, is people who misuse the word literally. That drives me up a wall, because when you misuse the word literally, you are using it in the exact opposite way it was intended.
Rory had 4 double bogeys. And won the Masters. Nobody's ever done that. Yet 4 times he literally crapped the bed.
Sportscasters do that all the time. You know, they're like, you know, he literally ripped his head off on that play. Oh, my. Like, what? No, he didn't. Don't. You shouldn't be talking into a microphone and describing things to people. Don't do that.
On a given hole.
Figuratively.
Literally? All right, maybe not literally. Yeah, figuratively.
Figuratively, that the fans are right on top of the players.
Good point by you guys. He literally crapped the bed.
What the hell? Nah, like what the bleep? We keep coming back in these games and be having time to actually win the game and we just the bed.
4 times he literally crapped the bed.
He literally grew wings and ascended to heaven where God blessed him with this godlike defensive blocking capability. And in the, you know, well, that's an exaggeration, but still.
4 times he literally crapped the bed.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, although Spiegs is off today. Ryan McGuffey has answered the call. I'm very happy that you are here, sir. This is going to be a lot of fun. Tanny's here. Shane's got on a winter cap today. We're going to take care of you until 6 o'clock. That's a running gag, just so you know.
You know, I occasionally listen to the show.
That's true. You do, which is nice.
Would you consider it a gag, Ryan, if Lawrence immediately comes out, starts the show, compliments Tanny's open, and then Shane's wearing glasses?
Yeah.
would that be a fun gag for you?
Shane is not wearing glasses today.
He did wear a different hat, though.
Yes.
So he's trying to be noticed.
Yeah, he knows. He's trying to make sure that we switch everything up.
Well, I switched it up, so here we, you know, I'm part of the switch up. So
that's true.
Thank you.
We're going to lend on your experience in this business later on in the show. A whole segment at 5 o'clock where we're going to pick your brain about how sports television can be better.
Why you don't get CHSN coming up at 5.
Well, no, we've spent a lot of time talking about that. Trust me.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of people who thought that you'd have it by now.
Unpredictable.
And I think it's going to be a long time until you have it. But that's a whole other story for another day. Nico Horner is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Jason Leisure's on the show. Craig Counsell at 4 o'clock. Joe Cowley at 4:30. And Brian O'Keefe, who wrote the beautiful piece in Esquire on Caleb Williams, is going to join us at 5:25. Guff, why don't we start with the Cubs? I don't want to act as an alarmist. That's really not who I am overall. That's not who I am here on The Score. I'm usually pretty measured when it comes to some of this stuff because of all the stuff that I've experienced being out in the field and hosting shows. But The Justin Steele injury to me feels like a moment where if you are what you say you are, Lupe Fiasco, then you are putting yourself in a position to go and find another starter, a quality starter, a better than replacement level starter to replace the guy that finished in the top five of Cy Young awards. I know it's early. It is a marathon. All of that stuff, any sort of thing that you want to throw out there about baseball and the length of the season, I just feel like when I watch this Cubs team over the last couple of years, there have been it's early, and then it gets late real quick.
Yeah.
And you look up and go, man, it would have been nice to have this game or that 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 game. I don't want them to sacrifice games. I want them to be out here in the market making moves. I want them to control what happens, not just in this division, but do the best that you can that you can be someone that's out here making other people react to you.
Yeah. I mean, it's April 15th, right?
Happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Get your taxes done. You got a few more hours. But I'm with you. The sense of urgency needs to be more urgent than ever. However, there are so many. I see the fans. I see what you're saying. I see the names you're listing. These teams aren't ready to make a deal right now. They're not. Unless you tempt them with a deal today that you're not offering tomorrow. Meaning if you wait to the trade deadline, a name, possibly two, that you're dangling now to say, hey, let me show you how serious we are. We need this guy, and we need this guy way earlier than you ever thought we would. And we're willing to do something now that seems irrational because we have a major bandage over here that can't hold until July. And what I mean by that, like, so what's that look like? The Cubs have now six prospects in the top 100 after trading Cam Smith, right? And everyone was crying about that. I don't think anyone's crying anymore. Kyle Tucker's doing just fine. But maybe there's three guys that you dangle now to a team like the Marlins, who everyone's, oh, the Marlins are 8-7. Right now, tell them they're not going to the postseason. Tell the players they're not going to the postseason. But if you do something today that you're not willing to do tomorrow, meaning four months from now, maybe that pushes the envelope. Maybe that somebody else feels that panic and the ability to get a player today that they can't get in July.
I keep thinking about the contract length on Kyle Tucker, the fact that there have been rumors, well, maybe they'll get an extension done. I tend to believe he'll go to market because there will be a lot of people that will want one of the top 15 players in the league, and he'll make a lot of money. And it doesn't seem like the Cubs are ready to go, here's $500 million right now. Knowing that you've got him here for a year, looking at the difference that he makes to your lineup on a nightly basis, how much heat he's creating for the rest of your lineup, I feel like you have to take advantage of it. And I'm not even saying that I want the Cubs to make a panic move. I just think that it would – I feel like they solidified that this is a team that feels like they can compete.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like they, I think they solidified that.
100%.
And I want you to keep going. Like just because Justin Steele is hurt doesn't mean that the season should be punted. It should be a call to arms, figuratively and literally, to get someone in here who's going to step into that. Cubs fans deserve it. Like they deserve the go for it year because they have been here over the last 5 years where it's been like half measures, or we're just kind of hoping that everyone outperforms what they ordinarily are. You got a dude that's probably a 5.5, a 6 war player out there playing right field for you. Go. Like, this is the opportunity. This is the whole reason that you have the picks that you have. Go for it.
Let me give you a counter to that point now. What if I told you that we have maybe more pitching depth that has won games at the major league level than most teams? Are they sexy names? No. Are they Jordan Wicks and Chris Flexen? And when Javier Assad is back and healthy, Are those your three? Yeah. I mean, those are guys that are serviceable. Serviceable doesn't win you championships, but they can be the bridge to get you to this portion of your schedule next month. Three against the Marlins, three against the White Sox, three at the Marlins, three at the Reds, three home against the Rockies, three home against the Reds, three at Washington.
So get through Memorial Day.
Yeah, I'm actually saying get through the first part of May. Get to Mother's Day, and you have 9, 12, 15, 18, 21 games against those opponents I just read off.
Okay.
And if you can do it with the guys you have and continue, you might not be able to produce the amount of offense that you – they haven't played that many games at Wrigley Field. We don't have enough data to suggest that it's playing small still. But that portion – we've heard so much talk about the April schedule for the Cubs. I'm looking at May to tell you, look at May, man. You got the White Sox, Marlins, and Rockies, who – might lose the most games of any three teams in the history of baseball. I mean, maybe combined. So can you get to May with what you have and actually let other teams figure out what they have too to really start dancing? Because then you can make your decision by Memorial Day. Then you line up and say, it's time to pounce. We're ready to dance. Let's go.
Let's go get Sonny Gray.
Because I think you'll know a hell of a lot more about your bullpen truly by then. You better. I'm not ready to push the panic button like a lot of people are on the bullpen even. I think, and I want to talk to counsel about this.
Yeah, like, we can ask him about that.
The volatility of a bullpen is not some kind of new phenomenon. It's been going on since 1965, okay? Trying to figure out how long you need to rely on that pen and figure out where guys fit into roles takes time. You might not like it because it costs you games, but the Cubs have won a few games that they shouldn't have won so far because of their offense. Their offense is not going to be able to be 30 runs better than the second team in the National League, because that's what they are right now. They are 30 runs better than the second team in the National League. If that continues, then I'm all for the, you got enough depth for now to get you to the dude that you need. If you come out right now with, hi, we're desperate, on April 15th, the entire league will laugh at you and accept your challenge. That's how you're going to have to dangle carrots right now that you don't want to have to dangle. But if the end game is trying to win a World Series, be comfortable being uncomfortable, man.
And it's a weird thing, and I talked a little bit about it yesterday. I don't think that you can build a World Series winner. I think that it's difficult to project out that far. The season is very long, and the randomness of the baseball postseason is crazy. I do think you can build a division winner.
100%.
And this particular division is begging for someone to exploit it. So to me, it's a step of, I want them to have the best opportunity if they get to the postseason as well. But I feel like getting there and having a little bit more time, maybe along the way you convince Kyle Tucker that he wants to be here, all of that stuff, I'm for that. The other thing, and you put it on the notes too, and you know what, why don't we save that? Because Nico needs to go a little bit early.
Okay.
All perfect. Right, so we're going to take a break. We'll continue this conversation. Nico Horner is going to join us. We'll ask him about all sorts of stuff, being mic'd up, what it was like dealing with the earthquake, all of it, next here on The Score.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.